Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for 1 June 2021. Here we are, first day of June, coming off a long three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. By the way, I just want to be on record as saying that I think every weekend should be a three-day weekend. I'm probably not alone in that, but just want to make that clear.
Well, instead of doing 5-10s, I wish we could do 4-10s and have 3 days off.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Although I always get myself in trouble. I mean, I get into this pattern of going to bed early because I got to get up early and everything. And then when the weekend comes, I always stay up later, get up a little bit later.
Everybody does.
You know, and then... So Friday, though, not very late because it's still kind of like a week work day. You just have to get up in the morning. So still go to bed normal time. Saturday a little bit later. Sunday even later because you don't have to work on Monday. And then Monday, now I'm like, okay, well, I slept until almost 8 o'clock Monday morning because I was up later Saturday and Sunday night. Then I got to go to bed early, and I'm just like, I'm not going to sleep. So it's just kind of,
it
gets thrown out of whack pretty easy. But you're off the grid, out
off the grid,
glamping
on the Apostle Islands, north of La Pointe. Take the ferry out of Bayfield.
So you're telling
every
me
every Memorial weekend.
So you're telling me you're kind of off the grid. So I'm like, well. What, no cell service? You said no cell service. But don't people live up there? Don't they have cell phones?
Well, they do, but I mean, I think that's like in town, but I mean, the island's like 13 miles.
Okay, so no.
I don't even think it's really that good at La Pointe, but yeah, for all practice. Look, it's not like I didn't try to check the scores of the games.
Well, yeah.
And it just doesn't come up.
So no. So does that mean no electronics for the kids? Did they not bring their iPads? Did they download movies or anything to watch? What happened?
They had them in the cars, and I mean they got some stuff downloaded. But for all practical purposes, there are other kids up there. This is a multi-family gathering with kids.
Oh.
It's a multi-family gathering.
I see. Okay.
So there's other kids up there. So it's bike riding. It's down to the beach. We go to this place we call the Rocks over at the state park, and we hang out and we take snacks over there and. This year, only one person jumped into Lake Superior. I did not. Usually, we jump into Lake Superior. There's a beautiful area where you can just jump off some rock cliffs, and it's an easy swim out.
But cold,
super
though.
Cold. Oh, yeah, it's super cold. So every year, it's cold.
Yeah.
But it was on Sunday, it was cloudy and windy, and I just didn't want, I wasn't going to do it, you know, on a day like that. But only one of them did. And you just hang out there for a while, and then we go into town to a place called Tom's Burn Down, and it's a fun bar. It's kind of like a Jimmy Buffett bar. There's a park across the way. Some of the kids were playing a little bit of tennis, and yeah, but for the most part, it's off the grid. Now, I think in town you can probably get something, but it's really kids are riding bikes around the camp area and playing catch with the football and the baseball and all that stuff. So really, they were on it, but
so
very,
everyone
very
else
minimal.
Have glampers too, or are they tenting it up, or what?
One other family has. Well, this season it always fluctuates. This weekend gathering began many, many years ago. It's a tradition that Mrs. Rookie and
unlike any other,
absolutely, that began with Mrs. Rookie and her friends in college.
Oh, really? Okay.
So this goes back to the 90s.
Yeah.
And I got sucked into this tradition when I met Mrs. Rookie. And it used to be, it's changed over the years. It's changed even from when I got sucked into it.
Yeah.
From it was a bunch of college kids that would go up and just party.
Right.
Right. As you get, then boyfriends or spouses come along. Then some have families and mm-hmm. the kids come along and some drop out. Some, you know, people come and go. People can't make it every year. But there's been somebody or at least two people every year since like 91.
Really?
That have gone up on that weekend to kind of keep the tradition going.
Wow.
And,
nice.
And even the campground has changed. It used to just be a couple of outhouses and just tent camping and stuff. And when I first got sucked into this in, you know, 2000 or whatever, you'd go up on Memorial Weekend to this campsite. And they have a state park over, which was nicer. And we'd basically be the only ones in the campsite.
Because it's May. The weather's not always great.
Right.
You're camping. You know, there's no really... Now they've built an office, showers, indoor toilets, all nine yards. But for the longest time when we were going, it'd be our group and maybe two, three other campsites or nobody. Right? And now it was sold out.
Was it?
It's you know, now that they've done all these upgrades, it was sold out this weekend. It's been sold out in the past. But to answer your question, there's only five families this time. Three glampers, a pop-up, which is a glamper, a glorified tent, and one tenter. And we got the glamper because of a few years ago up there. Pretty much. Well, being up there, because there's been a lot of lousy weather, too.
Yeah.
Up there.
Well, yeah,
I
know.
And we've ditched a couple of tents up there that were just soaked and zippers.
Oh, really?
And old, that we've just, instead of
left there,
you know, packing up in the rain and stuff, we've just ditched up there in the garbage. And so, peer pressure, but like I said, you know, one day Mrs. Rookie's best friends come rolling in with the pop-up, not a hard-sided pop-up. And then that was started the whole ball rolling around the campfire a few years ago with alcohol involved up in Madeline Island. And what I said, I weaseled four ski trips out of it. Me and Jocko get to go on four ski trips. I told you that part.
You struck a deal.
I get to go on four guys' ski trips during the winter, and we'll get the glamper.
Not four every year. Four total?
Four total.
Yeah. How many you got in the books, two?
Two. Last year would have been the third year, but because of the pandemic.
It got canceled.
So two in the books, two more to go.
All right.
Then I'll have to renegotiate.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one. Well, it sounds like it was a fun weekend anyway. That's good.
Well, the weather was okay.
The weather was better, though, than recent years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. It has been. There was a couple of years ago when it was, we didn't, because I was like, I'm just not going anymore. And actually, I've got them, I'm like, I'm not going anymore. The weather is not fun. I mean, why drive to go be in the rain? And kind of this year, I said, look, here's the minimums. It's got to be at least 55 degrees and less than a 30% chance of rain if we're going. I got to agree to that, too. And so we barely snuck in.
Wow.
But, I mean, I've nearly convinced the group. In fact, it was going to snow. No. It was going to go a different time. It was actually going to happen this year. There was a trip. They're going back at the end of June. And we were booked to go at the end of June, but that was before Gabby's soccer schedule came out. She has a soccer tournament, so we had to cancel out of that.
Mm.
And so I've got them pretty much convinced, that whole group, that to do it in the summertime is better than doing it at this time of year when the weather is iffy at night.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you 100%,
and
man.
So actually a good portion of the group, and actually more and more, are going at the end of June back up there, and we would have been going along, but the soccer tournament. So I'm
there
working my magic, Gary. Right. I'm working my magic.
That sounds good.
I don't know. What about your weekend?
My weekend was quiet. We had the birthday party for Rhino. That was big. But that was like only 1 to 115. And then it was like Caddy Day at Caddy Shack. And then, you know, cut the grass, fixed a couple things around the house. But pretty much chilling. It was good. Watched some racing. Watched some baseball. What else did I do? Chatted with my neighbor. You know.
There you go.
Cooked out on the grill a
very
couple
nice.
Times. Yep.
Well, you know, going up into the wilderness and camping is supposed to be relaxing and all that. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need to go home and take a nap.
You look tired. Well, we'll let you get on your way then. Thanks for listening to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. Join us tomorrow for the Bill and Rookie Experience. Kind of like Rookie going up to the Apostles in May. You don't get the full effect because of the weather. When you listen to the podcast, you don't get the full effect. You got to listen to the Bill and Rookie Experience. Starts at 6 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, on The Fan.